Lisa Davis, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. I'm a huge fan of swimming, and there is one woman who stands out above the rest, Dara Torres, who I'm thrilled to say is joining us today. Dara Torres has set 3 world records and brought home 12 Olympic medals, including 4 gold. She is the first American to have competed in 5 Olympics in 1984, 1988, 1992, 2000, and 2008. Most recently, she won 3 silver medals in Beijing Olympics. Today, we'll be talking about her awesome new book, Gold Medal Fitness, a revolutionary 5-week program. Dara, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thanks, Lisa, for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for being on the show. Now, in your terrific book, Gold Medal Fitness, you write about the first time you were, quote, forced to relearn how to both push my body and respect it. When was this, and how was this process for you?
Well, I think it's happened in different aspects of my life, but in particular, back in 2006, when I decided to make a comeback for 2008, I, you know, was so used to sort of old school swimming and pounding the yardage and not taking days off and just keep going, and I realized that I can't do what the 20-year-olds were doing anymore, so I had to sort of relearn how to train differently than I was doing before and to listen to my body and understand that I had to add recovery into my workouts, which basically meant taking some days off during the week instead of going, you know, 6 straight days with 1 day off.
Yeah, that was a big change for you. I know you wrote in the book that it took about 10 years for you to really get that, okay, I need the recovery. And that's a really tough thing, I think, especially with what you're doing. I mean, this is your career, you know, and you're taught, again, to push hard. And I think that's what I like about the book so much is that you can attain a really nice physique and you can feel better in your life and you can have recovery time. I really like that.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's so important, especially when you're a little bit older. I mean, when you're younger, I mean, I would sit there when I made my comeback and watch these kids practice in the morning, come back about 6 hours later, practice again, you know, in the afternoon, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, all I want to do is just sleep, you know. And so, but I used to be like that, too. It's just different now, you know. You have to listen to your body. I mean, before, if you had an injury or you felt something hurting, you're like, oh, I could just swim through it. Now it's like, oh, God, I need to go to the doctor, see what's going on, you know.
Yeah, now a big part of this was Andy. Can you tell us about him and about how he taught you about stretching, resistance stretching?
Well, actually, Andy was my strength and conditioning coach.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, he was my strength and conditioning coach, and Steve and Ann were my stretching trainers. And the stretching, it was so important for me. It was different. I mean, I came from old school where you just swing your arms around like a windmill, and that would stretch you out, or you would try to touch your toes, and that was stretching. And when you're doing something like training for an Olympic Games, and this can be really for anyone anyway, because I think people, as you get older, get tight doing things and your muscles ache and sore, or much sorer than they were when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do this resistance stretching called Kihara, and I have it in the book, and there's 16 different types of stretches in there. And the great thing about it is, I mean, I know I work with trainers. I sort of have to, like, get through everything pretty quick because I have my daughter and have to be a parent too, and I have all my other training. But the stretches in there are awesome. And basically you resist while you're stretching. And the more you resist, the more of a stretch you'll get. So you're not only stretching, you're also doing strength training while doing it.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of strength training, in the book you write that one of your assets as an older athlete is your stability. What is stability?
Stability is basically having a strong core, and that's probably the biggest question people ask me is, like, how do you get your
these abs, woo!
And it's all about you know, stability and doing core training, and you know, you need a balance in your body, and at least for swimmers, we're very front, use the front part of our body more than the back part, because when you swim and you're in the water and you're grabbing the water to pull forward, you're using the front part of your body, and you'll see a lot of swimmers are sort of hunch a little bit. I mean, I still do hunch a little bit, but you have to get some balance, and you have to work the opposite muscles of what's the strongest muscles in your body, and you know, you have to do that by finding a balance in your body, and core training was so important for my sport, because swimming, you're really using your core a lot. People think when you're doing freestyle, you're just using your arms and your leg, but you're actually rotating from side to side, swimming from, you know, one side to the other side, not on your stomach. And so it's just really important getting the stability in the core training for what I do. And I think it's great for everyone, because you don't realize how much you actually use your core just in everyday things.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing I like about the book is, you know, in the introduction you talk about, I mean, if you're a mom and you're picking up your kids, you just want to get out of bed with a spring in your step and getting that core and the rest of your body strengthened. You don't have to be trying to be an elite athlete. This book is for everybody. And I think if you look at the cover, you might go, oh, this must be for hardcore people, you know, really working out. But it's really for everybody to start. And what would your advice be to someone, let's say a woman in her 40s who hasn't worked out much? What's a good way to get started?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just don't be intimidated. I know for younger kids, they get intimidated because they don't want to get real big muscles. But when you're older and you haven't been doing anything, I think you're scared that you're going to be very sore, you're going to hurt, or maybe you don't have the time, or you don't think you're going to look that great. But it's funny because once you actually get into it, and the reason why I decided to do 5 weeks is because I think 5 weeks is where you really see changes in your body. And so it's a 5-week program. And I think if people just really stick with it and try it and go for the 5 weeks, they'll notice how different they feel on the inside, and they'll notice how different they look on the outside. And once that happens, it's sort of a domino effect. You want to keep doing it. And I think people try for a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, and get bored and say, I don't feel like doing this, or they're sore and like, oh, this hurts too much. But if you just keep with it, I think you'll see some great changes.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing that's good, too, is I think when you get motivated and you're doing the exercises, then it makes you want to eat better, and then you have a whole component. I mean, you supply this great diet in your book, and it's not a diet. I'm against dieting, as are you, which I was, you know, obviously was happy to read. But it's nice for people because when you feel overwhelmed, it's nice to have a book that you say, okay, I've got all these great photographs, and you are so beautiful. I mean, the book is wonderful, and to see you in action doing all these different exercises, and then to go, oh, what am I going to eat today? Oh, it's day 14. I'm going to have whole grain cereal with half a cup of fruit of your choice. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes it so much easier.
Well, that's what I want. I mean, I'm all about simplicity. I mean, I have my work, and I'm on the road, and I have my daughter, and, you know, my training. And so, you know, it's all about making life just easy and simple. And I thought if I don't like diets either, but I thought if I at least wrote out a menu that people can follow,
yes,
and they'd be excited to follow it, you know, it makes it easier than, like, saying, well, make sure you get this amount of veggies and this amount of protein or whatever. Instead, it's like, yeah, have your pancakes in the morning and some egg whites or, you know, whatever. It's just all out there.
Yeah, that's really great. Now, what is a Bosu? Is it Bosu, B-O-S-U trainer?
A Bosu ball. It's a Bosu ball. It's one of those, you know, it has a black flat side and then the underneath side is like a blue bubble. It's
mm-hmm.
like a round apparatus that you can stand on to balance.
Okay.
You ever seen one of those at the gym?
Yeah, and that'll really work your core, right?
Oh, yeah. It does because it's really about it's hard to balance on that, and the best mm-hmm. way to balance on something like a Bosu ball is using your core. So I love that apparatus. It's great.
Well, you know, it's funny. I used to swim, and I swam in college, and I used to, after that, I became an aquatic therapist, and I'd work with people in the pool with injuries. I'm 40, almost 43. That was when I was in my 20s, and I still, now my abs are nothing like yours, but I still have pretty strong abdominals from hours of standing in the pool, and you have to use that core to stabilize. And so I really believe in any sort of, you know, core strengthening. Now, for your book, do they have to join a gym? Because some of the pictures, it definitely looks like you can do a lot of things at home, and if you get the Bosu ball and if you buy your own weights. But then there's some things with cables and cords. What would you do? How does that work?
I tried to mix it up because I don't know if mm-hmm. you know, people who bought this, if they like to go to the gym or they didn't go to the
yeah.
gym. And so some of the strength training stuff, you definitely have to go to a gym. But when you see
okay.
the cable stuff, it's very easy to buy, you know, like a stretch, a bungee-like cable. And
yes,
handle.
Okay, so you can.
And it's
okay,
easy to do those exercises if you just tie it up to someone and not, you know, have to be at a gym. But all the Kihara exercises, all the stretching and resistance stretching exercises, you can do at home.
Oh, that's great. And I know we only have a couple minutes. The last thing is the cardio, and I was so happy. Throughout the book, you have these wonderful little suggestions for different things that people can do. And one of them was walking. And I have 2 dogs, and I walk them all the time. So I was happy that's, you know, something good that you can do.
Yeah, you know, I really tried to put a variety of stuff in there because I think one thing is people get bored when they do the same thing over and over again. It's just if you see something where, you know, you have some ideas or some examples to try other things, I think it's great. And, you know, walking is a great exercise. And, you know, some parents say, well, you know, I got young children, put them in a stroller and walk with them, you know, or, you know, there's always things you can do. It's the finding excuses not to exercise.